No, absolutely. It met our expectations because in the SADC region and in the whole world, we have a big problem. We have a dual burden of diseases, non-communicable and communicable. And Lesotho is one of those countries who has challenged with the MDGs. So we have come up with a strategy to achieve universal coverage, but we are going to use primary healthcare and decentralization as a strategy. We are going to focus on reducing new infections of HIV, TB, maternal health, immunization, and sanitation and nutrition for children. Because we realize that although we are a small country, difficult topography, but we have enough people and hands. And in the past, we did not actually engage the community. So we would like that within a year, we should turn our situations around by engaging the community.
How would you describe your working relationship with the World Health Organization?
No, World Health Organization is our technical partner. We work very closely. They advise us on technical issues, how to strengthen our systems, where to buy the medicines, the research that is available out there, and they have a permanent representation in Lesotho. And we work very closely with South Africa. Since we are landlocked by the Free State, we do joint campaigns for immunization with the MEC and for people who are on chronic diseases, because we have a lot of people who work in SARS, some are domestic workers, others work in mines, so that when they are on treatment in Lesotho and produce a prescription, they can get access to the public services without having an ID.
You mentioned earlier, Minister, that you have come up with a strategy to achieve universal coverage. What challenges do you face in improving health in your country?
The key challenges are that our system is centralized. We spend 80% of our budget at central level and at tertiary hospital. So we're going to turn this upside down and put more money into the primary, into the community services, create demand, get service where people are, and get people using district health management teams and district administrators to give them the budget to manage their work plan and report to us and reduce the number of officials at central level, because it's doable. Like in Lesotho, telecommunication penetration by cell phone is 80%. 1.4 million people have cell phones. So we have to leapfrog this by using technology to get to our people. Why should people walk 15 kilometers to be told that we're out of stock or the clinic is closed? Why should they walk 15 kilometers to get their CD4 count or be told that we are out of stock? We're also strengthening the supply chain management and deliver to the last mile. And I'm going to have a dashboard at my desk so that I can see what is happening everywhere. And I would like to also to congratulate Minister Motsoaledi with his new initiative of strengthening public health systems and having community participation in going to visit the households and reporting to the clinics. It's done wonders, especially closer to where I live, because I'm just a 14-minute drive from Lady Brand, and we work. And the interesting thing is 70% of the patients who go to Lady Brand are from Maseru. It says that we are good neighbors and we have to fight this together, because HIV and TB doesn't have to stamp a passport to cross the border. And he's turned the system around very well, and everything has gone down to where people need it.
Let's talk about the post-2015 agenda. What's Lesotho's position regarding the sustainable development goals? Are you ready?
We are ready. Although we were off track with the Millennium Development Goals, by changing our approach to focusing using the public health and primary health care as a strategy and involving the community and leadership of churches, local government, the traditional healers, the traditional leaders, will be able to get on track within a year. And the sustainable development goals, they are achievable. It's just that we were using a strategy that was not client-centric. It was focused on the healthcare professionals. And we'll never have enough healthcare professionals. There are a lot of good things that can be done by people in Lesotho, because we have a literacy rate of 89%. Everybody is trainable. The determinants of health have to be addressed. Clean water, people going to school, antenatal, immunization, so that people, and there has to be equity. And we're having an aging population. We're seeing people with cancer of the breast, cancer of the cervix, diabetes, hypertension, asthma. we are addressing that and using the primary healthcare approach